It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today for this study. We're going to be studying again Exodus, the 39th chapter. We're going to go from verse 33 to the end of the chapter and possibly into chapter 40, which is the last chapter of the book. And so I hope that you can join us today with this summary study that we're going to have. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Exodus chapter 39, beginning to read with verse 33. And they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent and all his furniture, his tacks, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. And the covering of ram skin dyed red, the covering of badger skin, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony and the staves thereof, and the mercy seat, the table and all the vessels thereof, and the showbread, pure candlestick with the lamps thereof, even with the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof, and the oil for light, and the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging of the for the tabernacle door, the brazen altar and his grate of brass, his staves and all his vessels, the laver in his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, the hanging of the court gate, his cords and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation, the clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest and his son's garments to minister in the priest's office, according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them. We'll end with the reading there at the end of the 39th chapter. Again, possibly we'll get into the 40th chapter today, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can come together and have this wonderful study. I praise you, dear Lord, that you have given us this opportunity. I just ask that you will show each and every person that's listening today your truth. Show them that they need to be saved, they need to be born again, and the only way they can be born again, my friend, is, dear Father, my friends and family and things of that, the only way they can be born again is to come by faith to you. Come to the cross of Calvary. And Father, we know that at the cross they will find a forgiveness of all of their sins. So please today that they come. Please today that they will turn to you and say, yes, I accept this free gift of salvation. Thank you for taking my sin away. And all at once we are back in fellowship with our God, a fellowship that's been broken, and it has never existed from the time we were born until the time that we turned to you. What an opportunity, Father, to come and to serve you and to praise you, all because of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we look through these verses of Scripture and come to a close of the book of Exodus, I just ask that you'll guide and lead us, touch every heart, grow each one of us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we looked at this, and that's one reason we stopped last week where we stopped, if you'll notice, we begin here, and they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent and all his furniture, his taxes, boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, brought everything. And so we start out with this summary now, and I hope that you're able to kind of look along with us as we're going here. And so it says, brought the tabernacle. And so we're going to look to see everything that they list here. And then in the next chapter, we're going to put it together. And so everything is made. We've talked about that in the last couple of chapters. Everything has been properly made. built, and now they bring it before Moses, and that's wonderful. And so let's look here now. We begin with the, it says all the furniture, the boards, the pillars, everything is there. So let's start with verse 34. And if we start with verse 34, we have the covering of ram skin dyed red, the covering of badger skin, and the veil. Now you'll notice that we're missing here the goat hair, and so each time, sometimes that there are things that are not listed, it is part of it there, and so we have all the coverings. All right, so now they have put the boards up on the side. They have covered the tabernacle with the proper covering, and we've discussed that at length. It was a wonderful study. And again, we have all the boards and the bars and the pillars and the sockets that it says here. And so we come, we put the gold, the acacia wood overlaid with gold boards up. They go into the silver sockets, and then the coverings go over the top. And now in the verse 35, we begin to put all the furniture in. All right, let's start. We're going to go all the way inside to the Holy of Holies. And we're going to put the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant is there, and it stays. If you'll notice then, those bars, those poles to carry it with. And also you'll notice that it mentions very clearly the mercy seat. So the Ark of the Testimony and the staves thereof and the mercy seat. So this gold top, pure gold. You know, gold stands for deity. And so we have the pure gold top. Now, the table and all the vessels thereof and the showbread. All right, now, we have come quickly out of the Holy of Holies, because there's only one piece of furniture there, and you might call it two if you like, and that would be just fine, because it's the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat. It is just really one piece of furniture, but it's sure definitely two separate items. And so we have that in the Holy of Holies. Now, next to that, we're in the Holy Place now. Now that we're in the Holy Place, we come and we find the table of showbread, and it mentions both sides. And so here, okay, now the table, and we're going to put that on the side. All right, we'll draw it in, and then all the vessels thereof, all the dishes and everything, the utensils, everything that was there, and the showbread. And this showbread was a special making as from God's plan to put this for the priests as they minister, as they work. They would come in and feed upon this showbread that was on this table. Now, if you'll come to the next verse 37, we'll find the pure candlestick with the lamps thereof, even with the lamps to be set in order, all the vessels thereof and the oil for the light. And so now next to that on the other side, now we have the lampstand, and this lampstand, and you have all the bowls and the knops and everything, if you remember that whole area as we're looking at, and the oil. So all of that's there. Next we have in verse 38, and so let's just kind of mark this. 37 is the lampstand. 36 was the table. 35 was the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. Okay, now we're down to verse 38. Verse 38, we find the next item, the next piece of furniture is the golden altar, and that's also known as the prayer altar or incense altar, and the anointing oil and the sweet incense and the hangings of the tabernacle door. Okay, see, we have all the items in those two rooms now. We have the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, and the Holy of Holies. That was verse 35. Verse 36 was the table of showbread and the showbread. Next is verse 37, the lampstand. Both of those go on each side. In the center of the holy place, this other room, which is 30 feet by 15 feet wide by 15 foot tall. Now, the Holy of Holies is 15 by 15, if you remember, 15 foot tall. Okay, so we're moving straight out, and now we're getting, and we have the hangings. We have the hangings here for the tabernacle door. And so now we have the tabernacle itself complete, and we're going to come right on out now in verse 39. If you'll look, you'll find the brazen altar. And so now, once again, we have another altar. But the first one was a gold altar. This is a brazen altar. So I don't want you to miss that as we're looking at that today. And so now in verse 39, we have the brazen altar with its grates of brass, his staves, and all the vessels. And so we take care of everything that's there, and we have it in place. Now, the next one is in that same verse, verse 39, we also have the laver. Now, the laver, all the vessels, the laver and his foot. You remember we've talked about that the laver is actually two layers. You have the upper layer, which is for the washing of the hands. We have the lower layer, which is the washing of the feet. And so now that we have those two things, and so we're coming, and it moves right on out. The hangings of the court, his pillars, his sockets, the hanging of the court gate, his cords, his pins, all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation. And so let's go ahead now. We have the tabernacle drawn. We have the brazen altar and the brazen laver. So let's put the courtyard all the way around. And so now we have that into place, and everything is listed. And then also we have the hangings above that door as it lists here. And then in verse 41, the clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest and his son's garments to minister in the priest's office according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel made all the work, and Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them. And so we have, if you were able to kind of draw it out, and I hope that you were, you know, I've got here in the back part of the courtyard, I've got a fence around the outside. I have then in that courtyard towards the west, I have the tabernacle setting. I have first the holy place, which is the Holy of Holies, which is 15 by 15. The mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant was there. Then we have the holy place. First is Holy of Holies. Next is the holy place. It's 30 by 15 by 15 tall. Lampstand, incense, altar, and table of showbreads found there. We had the putting up of the coverings of the tabernacle. We have the door of the entering into the tabernacle. Now we have the brazen laver, and now we have the brazen altar. And so we have all those things. They brought it to Moses. It was exactly the way the Lord had commanded. And so Moses looked upon it, and Moses blessed it. And so what a wonderful day it was when all that work was finally finished. And it was just a wonderful day to see all that taken care of. And now we get to chapter 40, because we're going to set this tabernacle up. And so now let's begin once again. And I thought we would get there. Didn't realize we'd get there quite so quickly, but we have been through all the rest of that at length. So let's begin. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this is chapter 40, verse 1, on the first day of the first month shalt thou set up the tabernacle, the tent of the congregation. Thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and the covering the ark with the veil. And thou shalt bring in the table. Now, this veil here that we're talking about, we have the Ark of the Covenant, and that sits in the Holy of Holies. The veil it's talking about is the curtain that separates the Holy of Holies from the holy place. And so right now, that's what it's speaking of here, and the covering of the Ark of the Veil. So we've once again started with the beginning, and we've put the Ark of the Covenant in first. Mercy seat, of course, is there, and then this veil arrives. Verse 4, and thou shalt bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring the candlestick and the light, the lamps thereof. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the ark of the testimony, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. All right, now let's go back to verse 4 here. Thou shalt bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order up on it. And so we have first the Ark of the Covenant, then we have the veil placed. Now we begin as it did before. The table is next, the table of showbread. And he says, this is to take place on the first day of the month, the first day of the first month. And so there's a time and a schedule. Everything God has a time and a place for it. And so that's where we find ourselves here. And thou shalt bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring the candlestick and light the lamps thereof. So see, we're making progress here. We have put the table of showbread there. We have set everything up. Then we've come next to that across the side of the holy place. We've put the lampstand in. And then not only is the lampstand in place, but also then we've put the oil in. The wicks are ready, and they light the lamp. So that is finished. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense before the Ark of the Testimony, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. Once again, that's kind of in one sentence. It was that way before. We have now this incense altar or prayer altar in the center of that room of the Holy of Holies, the holy place. Holy of Holies has the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. Then's the veil. Then comes the table of showbread. Then comes the lampstand. Then comes the incense altar. And then with that same line there, they put up the veil, because that has to be closed off from any natural light, because the only light that we find in there is the light from the lampstand itself. All right, now let's continue here in verse 6. And thou shalt set the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation. And so we're going to go forward all the way. And we find, and you'll maybe wonder why I keep placing this altar out in the front. Well, it says here, thou shalt set the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation. All right, so we're going to go out in the middle of that courtyard now and put this brazen altar there. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation of the altar and put water in it. Now we find that laver belongs in the center between the brazen altar and the tabernacle. It'll go halfway between. They said set it up and put the water in it. And again, there's two levels, one for the feet and one for the hands. And so all that is put in place. Now we come, and thou shalt set up the court round about and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And so we begin to build the fence now that surrounds this. So very, very methodical, very much planned. And here is the Holy of Holies. Here's the holy place. Here's the brazen altar. Here's the brazen laver. Now we're setting up the courtyard. Says go all the way around, put this fence up, and then put the hangings above the gate, up the hangings at the court gate. That's verse 8. And we're in Exodus chapter 40, verse 8. And thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shalt hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. Now, to anoint something is to set it apart, to set it aside. And that's what we're talking about here with this tabernacle. This isn't something that the ordinary man experiences and is around, not at all. It is something that is set apart for God, for His use, for His purpose. The Shekinah glory cloud is going to be in that Holy of Holies upon the mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant. And so as we have it present right there, why now we see that the fence is there, and every part of this, the fence, the outer courtyard gate, the brazen altar, the brazen laver, every part of this now God anoints, and it sets it apart for His use. It shall be holy, the ninth verse says. Thou shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all his vessels, sanctify the altar, and it shall be an altar most holy. So now we have come out, and we're going to do the altar at the front, the very first piece of furniture that you have when you come in. That's verse 10. Thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot. All right, we come to the laver. Once again, it is anointed. It's a special service that says we're going to set this piece of furniture aside for God's use, and it's going to be set aside. So we have the laver. Thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and wash them with water. Everything is made holy. Everything is sanctified before its use. It has just been built. It's been built correctly, but we must do this work of cleansing and sanctifying. Thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garment and anoint him. Again, being set aside. Sanctify him that he may minister unto all his priests, to the priests, unto me in the priest's office. The Lord is speaking to Moses, and Moses is carrying all this out. Now, verse 14, and thou shalt bring his sons and clothe them with coats, and thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office, for their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generation. The priestly line of the Levites, but for the high priestly line was the line of Aaron. It was a specific part of the tribe of Levi that was chosen here. And so when we look at these verses of scriptures, we find each time each piece of furniture was anointed. It was set aside. They used an anointing oil to do that, and it was to be set aside. Now, oil in the scripture stands for the Holy Spirit. And see, the Holy Spirit, that's what sets us separate, makes us separate, because the Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. And so we are made, we're set apart, we're set aside for God's use, and another word for that here is anointing. And so we've anointed all the pieces of furniture, we've anointed the tabernacle, we've anointed the brazen altar, the brazen laver, and now we have anointed Aaron and his sons, and it's been set out that they should be separated and made for God's use. Verse 16, thus did Moses, according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was reared up. We're finally building this thing. We're finally putting it up. Moses reared up the tabernacle, fastened his sockets, set up the boards thereof, put the bars thereof, and reared up his pillars. He spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it as the Lord commanded Moses. And he took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves on the ark and put the mercy seat above upon the ark. These testimonies is the Ten Commandments. That's what was placed in the Ark of the Covenant first. It's a box, and it has a top on it. The top is the mercy seat, and inside this enclosure, we find a couple of different things. Right now, we find only is the Ten Commandments there. We're going to find some other things that's going to be placed there later. And he brought the ark into the tabernacle, set up the veil of the covering. All right, now we've brought in Ten Commandments already been placed in it. They bring it with the staves in, set in its proper place in the Holy of Holies. And then they bring the veil. They put the veil up. And so covering the ark of the testimony as the Lord commanded. Now, when they say covering it, it is kept in this separate room, 15 by 15 by 15, and no one sees it. The high priest on the Day of Atonement is the only day that anyone will come in and see this piece of furniture. Now, they do take it and move it from place to place as they travel, but as far as the service and the power of God and the Shekinah glory cloud, all that is exempt from any man except the high priest on one day of the year. Verse 22, he put the table in the tent of the congregation up on the side of the tabernacle northward without the veil. In other words, in the holy place. We're in the second room now. The first room is finished, the Holy of Holies. Now we're in the second room, 30 by 15 by 15 feet tall. And so now we have the table of showbread is placed in there, and it even tells us where. It says up on the side of the tabernacle northward without the veil. In other words, outside in this main room now, why, it'll be on the north side. And he set the bread in order up on it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. This bread, again, is for the feeding of the priests. They're to come in and enjoy this bread that's there. Everything was followed here properly and right. And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. On the opposite side, we put the lampstand. Now, we've been talking about this all along, but this is really the first time that you have read it with me in this scripture as we come to a close in the book of Exodus. One's on the north side, the other's on the south side. Lampstand's on the south side. Now we have the lampstand up, and he lighted the lamps before the Lord as the Lord commanded him. Okay, so not only have we set it into place, it's only been built, set into place, but also the oil's been added, the wicks are ready, and they light the lampstand. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil. It goes in the middle, and we find it also is referred to as an incense altar or the prayer altar, and that small altar is set in the center between the lampstand and between the table of showbread, and it says before the veil. And again, that is correct, but the veil it's speaking of is the veil that separates the Holy of Holies from the holy place, separates from the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. He burnt sweet incense thereof, as the Lord commanded. And he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. All right, let's proceed on out now. We have the coverings over it. Everything is done. Now we put the hangings of the door of the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering at the door of the tabernacle, the tent of the congregation, and offered up on it the burnt offering and the meal offering as the Lord commanded Moses. And so we've come on out now, and we've anointed everything. Now we're putting everything in place, and we come, and here is this brazen altar sits out front. And immediately he offers up a meat offering and a burnt offering up on this brazen altar, and set up the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, gives us the exact location of it. It's towards the tabernacle. We have the brazen altar, then the brazen laver, and right there is where it is placed, and put water there to wash with all. In other words, it's specifically for the hands and for the feet. But I'm sure that is even a washing of the face. But normally the hands and the feet is the stand here, because the feet and hands are both things that represent service. And so we're to be working, we're to be in service to the Lord. And so this washing of the water, it's a constant cleansing because of the constant dirt that we pick up. One thing we've talked about from time to time, and that is that there is all this gold and white linen, and everything is so beautiful, and yet it still has the dirt floor because it is on this earth. And so we still have that part of it. And so we've set the laver. Now, verse 31, and Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. That's the main purpose of it. And when they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed, as the Lord commanded Moses. He reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Now we have completed everything. We've put the outside fence up for the courtyard, and we've got the hangings for the entryway, the gate there, and again, Moses finished the work. Now look at this in verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went up onward in all their journeys, And if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not until the day that it was taken up. And the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the children of Israel throughout all their journeys. So as long as this cloud came and set upon the Holy of Holies, this building didn't move. As soon as this cloud lifted off, they knew it was time to move. They tore everything down in a proper fashion and order, and they moved to the next location. This is exactly the sole purpose, is a place where God can meet with the nation of Israel. And so it's been a wonderful study, and we're going to review just a little bit, and then we'll continue in study of God's precious word. I thank you for being with us through this study. Now, please, I ask this question often and always, what are you going to do about Jesus?